my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack
Treiber. Well, hello, good neighbor. We are blessed to know that you're listening today. I'm going to get real quickly to the music. We have two songs, and they're both rather lengthy, and I want to get to the Bible study. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 today. We're working this week through 1 Thessalonians. I hope that you'll stay tuned all week long. Read the five chapters if you get an opportunity. Here's a great song. We may want to sing along with the music folks as they sing Dare to Stand. We're going to get immediately into another song. Our North Valley Baptist School High School Choir sings Back to the Church in the Wildwood. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Well, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Brother Jewel, I wonder, can you turn this up just a tad, if you will? I can hardly hear myself, and he's going to work on that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and I want to read for you verse number 2. Verse 2, the Bible says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of your prayers." What was he thanking God for? What he was thanking God for these Christians. You know, I tell you what, Christians are the best. What about these Christians? Why was he giving thanks? Well, he said, I want to thank you for how you serve the Lord. Verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, the patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm just so very thankful for the way you serve God. North Valley Baptist Church is that type of church. I hope your church is that way. Our church, they do everything. I mean, they serve. They hand out 100,000 Bibles a year. They in 5 days' time, they do 100,000 tracts for the door knocking campaign. We had the big Easter celebration, and over 10,000 people came. And we have marathon. We have the pastors' conference, youth conference. We have missions conference. All these things. Our people are singing. They're preaching. They're soul winning. They're busy. And that's what Paul said. I'm just thankful for you. Not only am I thankful for how you served, I'm thankful for your example. Ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. I thank God for the example of great churches all around the nation. And I'm thinking of so many right now, but I'm thinking particular of North Valley Baptist Church. It's a great example. And then he said, you're great soul winners. From you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God word is spread abroad. He said, I'm just so thankful that you're serving God. I'm thankful for your example. I'm very thankful for the fact that you're soul winners. You're reaching the lost for Jesus Christ. I hear every single week in different meetings how this person got saved on Sunday morning. This person got saved Sunday night. This person got saved after church. This person got saved at the door. This person got saved at my job. This person got saved, and just scores and scores of testimonies of people trusting Christ as Savior. We've got a whole church full of new converts, and a lot of them look kind of rough, you know? But they've been coming for 6 months and loving it, loving it. I had a man Sunday, he said, my kids ride bus route 9. And he said, I got 4 kids. And Pastor, I've been coming for about 3 weeks now. I love it. He goes, I wonder, we all need Bibles. Can we get some Bibles? I said, sure, I'll have them next Sunday for you. And I had them for him. I'm telling you, thank God for soul winners. And then he goes, not only are you you're serving God, not only you're a great example, not only you're soul winners, but you're waiting for God. And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which has come to deliver us from the wrath to come. We're going to be delivered from that great tribulation. You can go through it if you want. I'm not going through it. Nope. I've been delivered from that wrath of God when he pours out his wrath toward the unsaved. No, I'm not going to be part of that. You know, child of God, is this your church? I think it probably is. I believe that you would not be listening right now to KNVBC Radio or whatever station you're listening on. I don't believe you'd be listening to this 15-minute broadcast if you didn't have a desire to serve God. Thank God for you. Some of you are still shoveling snow in Minnesota, and it's the end of May. Well, I don't know if that's true, but you're serving God with your lives. Every church I've been in this year, I've been in so many. I've been in Tennessee and in Georgia and Minnesota up and down the state of California and many places. I tell you what, God's people are the best, how they serve the Lord. And I'm just so very thankful for the great example. Every church I go to have people that have walked with God for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. And on, and been teaching Sunday school for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Thank God for you. And thank God for the fact that you're an example and you're a soul winner. And thank God for the fact that you're waiting for Jesus to come again. And he is coming again. He is coming again. This very same Jesus, rejected of men. Oh, he's coming. Well, what a great church, this church of 1 Thessalonians. And we're going to continue looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians this week. And by the way, 2 Thessalonians next week. But we'll look forward to seeing these things as we look at the scriptures, what God's word says about the church. We're going to have a word of prayer today. I hope that this Monday, will be a great day to you, Monday the 18th, and I pray that you'll serve God. Father, we want to thank you so much for our listeners around the globe. I thank you for the emails I get from everywhere, from down under in Australia, over the South America and African countries, and just around the world, for London, from all these different cities. I thank you for America. God, we thank you that our anniversary of 250 years is coming. May we be a people that are praying for our great country. God, please turn the hearts of people back to thee is my prayer. May we awaken to a spiritual revival. Bless our listeners today. Give each one a great day, for we ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.